Luke chapter 8, verses 43 to 48. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace." Jesus saw her complex problem, her complex physical problem. He recognized her physical and emotional makeup. Many people touched Jesus that day, but this one was different. And he focused on bringing healing to her. And I'm always amazed at this story, because many times people that came to Jesus for healing, many of them came running up to him and came right up front. But this lady came up behind and believed, "If I'd only touch the hem of his garment, she'll be healed." And that's exactly what happened. But Jesus didn't ignore her. Jesus acknowledged her. Matthew 15:22-28. "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil.' But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, 'Send her away, for she crieth after us.' But he answered and said, 'I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.' Then came she and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' But he answered and said, 'It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs.' And she said, 'Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table.' Then Jesus answered and said unto her, 'O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt.' And her daughter was made whole from that very hour." Jesus saw a grieving mother, a desperate, and with a desperate plea for help. But he also saw a woman with great faith and great determination. And he worked to rescue the daughter from the grips of the enemy. I'm just going to make a statement, and that is that we do not have to be afraid when the enemy has gripped someone. And there are cases where that has happened, where the enemy has someone in their grips, or in his grips. Let's not be afraid. Let's not run. It's not necessary. Luke 7:37, "And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with ointment. Now when the Pharisees which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, 'This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner.'" Here again, the Pharisees, which are referred to as the religious people of the day, Jesus saw pain from past sins. He saw a woman's need of forgiveness and cleansing and acceptance. But he also saw a woman that was despised and put down. If I remember correctly, I think that this incident happened in Simon's house, and he actually rebuked Simon. And he said, "It's for people like this that I came. People that are well don't need a doctor." And then Jesus also forgave her sins. Luke 10:38-42. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she said, she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. I'm going to look at Martha first, and then we'll look at Mary. There's three things I'd like to look at with each one. Martha, he saw tension from wrong priorities. But he also saw a woman that meant well, but was frustrated. He recognized the good things and lovingly and gently reproved her. Take a look at Mary. He saw a hunger for God's truth. He saw a longing and a desire to know the ways of God. And he took the time to explain truth and give spiritual direction. Luke 13:11-13. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and couldn't nowise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. In this case, Jesus saw chronic physical infirmities. He was concerned for what would hinder her to be all she could be. And his goal was to bring freedom so she could fulfill the purpose that she was created for. And next I'd like to look at John chapter 4, verse 7-19. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But that water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thine husband. And in that saidst thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Few things that we see Jesus seeing in this situation is, instead of focusing on her wrong, Jesus recognized her deep needs. He saw insecurities, fear of rejection and guilt, and Jesus showed her acceptance. I didn't read there's a number of verses I could have read yet, but if you notice, and I encourage you to go home and study it out, but look in the following verses, and especially verses 8, 28, and 29. From verse 19 to verse 20 and 29, the conversation with Jesus continued. But then the woman left her water pot and went her way into the city, and saith unto the men. And men there refers to both male and female. It basically means a human being. Verse 29 says, Come and see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Now, if you stop and think a little bit about what that lady did, she went running back into Samaria, and she told the people of Samaria, you need to come out and see this guy. He just got done exposing my sin. Now, I don't know if this is a fair question or not, but I've asked the question. How many of you go and tell other people when there was a sin exposed, or if there's a sin exposed, you need to come to my church and see how my church operates? They just got done exposing my sin. We're all excited about it. This lady was excited. She started telling all these people about this Jesus that just exposed her sin. I've yet to find somebody that does that. My question is, why is there no safe place? I've made this statement a number of times, and that is, I try my working myself out of a job, and the harder I try, the more behind I get. But I really, truly wish I could work myself out of a job, that our churches would do exactly what I do and help people come to freedom. That's my prayer. I long for that day. A few questions for you to think about. What does it mean? And this is kind of going on to I'm just going to skip a few things here, but looking into the sessions for tomorrow, what does it mean to you to be morally pure? What is moral purity? Another question, what does it mean, or what is it, or what is a proper view of sexuality? Why do I even have a sex drive? What is a proper sexual relationship? Are there wrong practices in the marriage bed? And the answer to that is yes. When I use the example, or when I say that the sexual relationship is something that is very sacred and holy,